I will now hand over to Elaine to introduce the third set of news stories.
Anglia Square was in the news again this week as designs have been revealed for a new box park to house departing traders, and a community dinner was held to say farewell to the square. Four pubs were in the news too: the Edith Cavell in Tombland, which has a new owner; the Ferryboat Inn near Chatterbox headquarters, where construction work has stalled for over a year; the Fat Cat Brewery, whose Marmalade Cat Ale has won a Norfolk Award; and the Black Horse in Earlham Road, which has been voted the best in the UK and Ireland. Phil will start in Anglia Square.
City Hall has unveiled designs for its new box park development to house Anglia Square traders. The businesses are due to be moved to a new location underneath the Magdalen Street flyover, ahead of demolition works beginning this summer. However, the box park, a food and retail centre made out of refitted shipping containers, cannot be built until planning permission is granted. A spokesman for Norwich City Council said financial support will be provided where necessary, while businesses wait to move into the box park development. When it's built, the council has guaranteed all Anglia Square businesses a space in the development, called St Saviour's Yard, or an alternative location in the city. Norwich City Council bought Anglia Square last year and was awarded a total of £34 million by the government to cover the costs of its purchase and raising the site. The project will include a total of 86 units, home to independent traders, office spaces for creative and tech startup businesses, and event spaces.
Three cheers to Anglia Square were the final words a group of city folk said after sharing a final dinner at a city shopping centre set for closure. More than two dozen people got together to reflect on their shopping experiences at Anglia Square, which is getting a major £34 million revamp by Norwich City Council. Gabriella Ditton, who organised the event, posted on Facebook she was going to have dinner at Anglia Square on Sunday night, May the 18th, and anyone who wanted to join her was welcome to do so. Businesses in the centre have moved out to make way for 1,100 new homes, office spaces and shops, which will be part of the development. Children from Magdalen Gates Primary School were given a tour of the building as part of their geography and history studies last week.
The new landlord of a city centre pub is looking to turn the troubled site into the number one destination to have a tipple. The Edith Cavell in Tombland recently reopened with its third landlord in as many years. Jason Hart has taken the reins of the site in what is his first business venture in Norwich, having run multiple other businesses for 15 years. The 42-year-old said, "I love this pub, but I felt it had lost its way. The location is amazing. It's a historic and vibrant place. I want this to be the number one pub in Norwich."
Calls have been made for something to be done at the stalled development near the city centre. People living near the old Ferryboat Inn in King Street claim it's been well over a year since workers were last seen at the site. Those living nearby are now questioning whether developers, Estate Education, will ever finish the proposed 41 homes, which began in January 2021. Ben Smith, chief investor of Estate Education, says work on the development will continue and the company is committed to finishing the job. He said, "The delay in progress at the former Ferryboat Inn site was due to an issue with the funding behind the project, which has now been resolved. We're currently in the process of appointing a third-party main contractor to deliver the scheme, and we remain fully committed to completing the development."
A Norwich brewery has won a countrywide competition for its zesty ale. Fat Cat Brewery's Marmalade Cat was crowned Champion Cask Ale of Norfolk 2025 by the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA. The 5.5% ale, which has been brewed for more than 20 years, is described in the Good Beer Guide as having a full-bodied mix of contrasting but balanced flavours with bittersweet hoppiness. Chris Riches, brewery manager, said, "We're delighted that Marmalade Cat is Champion Beer of Norfolk 2025 as it celebrates 20 years of being brewed. One of our original recipes, it's been a consistent favourite with customers across the county, proving that good taste and quality never go out of fashion." Great Yarmouth's Tombstone Brewery also had cause to celebrate, with two entries in the top three. Its 4.8% session porter, Blackfoot, came second, while its 3.9% session bitter, Arizona, came third. Alan Edwards, chair of Norfolk CAMRA panel, said, "Norfolk beers are amongst the best in the country, and these awards recognise the very best."
A pub in Norwich has been named the best in the UK and Ireland. The Black Horse Pub in Earlham Road was voted the best by Virgin Radio Station. The popular Norwich House is owned by Rose Hannison, who also owns the Earlham Pub and purchased Oliver's Bar in 2023. Famous British comedy act Dick and Dom visited the pub for a celebratory pint with Miss Hannison after the announcement.
That ends part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Phil Harrison, and Elaine Smith. Robin Quine and Jane Pratt are now standing by to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, another set of news, and a second feature.